107.5 and 92.5. Joe George, Jeremy and Joe show. And no Jeremy this week. He left me for Las Vegas. So I improved my counterpart. Got Raheel Ramzanali joining me today. What's up, man?
What's up, Joe? How you doing, man?
Good. Good to see you. It's been a while.
It has. We've never done a radio show together.
No, I was thinking about it. Yeah. Just thinking that, too. Like, this is the first time we've ever done this.
Yeah, you and I have been friends now for more than a decade.
Right? Yeah.
Because you came to this market 2015.
Yeah, so I'll be in Houston 11 years in
April. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. At this point, like, it's crazy to me that I've been here for a third of my life.
Do you call this home now?
Yes. Yes.
What was home before? Chicago and what
else?
Yeah,
Chicago.
Just Chicago.
Well, I grew up in, I was born in Carbondale, which is Southern Illinois University.
Okay.
Is where that's at. So it's basically, it's St. Louis, it's adjacent to St. Louis.
Is that the Salukis?
Yes.
Okay. So you were a Saluki before.
Yeah, so that's my college basketball team, but they're terrible.
Nice. That's a dog, right?
Yeah, it's a dog. Yeah. It's a dog.
That's a dope name.
It's a weird dog.
AJ, can we start calling you Saluki? I think that'd be a cool nickname for him.
Sure. He's a coug.
Yeah. No, I know he's a coug, but like that's a cool nickname for a producer.
Just start calling him Saluki.
Right, because then you go, it's Jeremy, Joe, and Saluki.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than AJ.
That's
because then it also gives you that connotation like, oh, the old AJ used to be here.
That's true.
That thing has already been done. You want new branding. I'm here for you, AJ.
Thank you. They also like call me Age or something like that too.
Age, no, come on.
Don't say that. That's a
Age.
That's a
Jeremy. Oh, yeah,
that's Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm not gonna Age. Call you Age. No, come on, Jeremy. No. You can do better than that. Saluki is your new nickname.
All right, okay. Saluki it is.
Saluki.
You're way too impressionable.
Okay, AJ. Am I allowed to say this? You're a young black man.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm allowed to say that. I just want to make sure. It's been a wild weekend here. I don't know.
It's been
a crazy weekend here. But
interesting Sunday.
Yeah.
Say the least.
I don't know. Is there like a racial connotation to Saluki that I might get in trouble for?
I don't think so.
No, right?
No, I don't think so. That's just a dog.
All right, Saluki. It is. Anyway, so you grew up there.
Yeah,
but this is home for you.
Yeah, no, it's home now. My parents moved here.
Oh, nice.
They moved here when Joseph was one, so they wanted to be near him. So they live like 10 minutes from us now. So my wife's from here. She grew up in Seabrook. So this is home. Like, we don't really have any intention of moving at any point in time.
Man.
Like,
I don't know. It's the best.
Do I want to move back to 20? Negative 20?
No, you don't want that wind chill.
10 feet of snow?
Hard pass.
I'll go back during the summer.
Hard pass.
My friends.
Like, exactly. Chicago summers are better than any other summer out there. So just go up there, fly up there.
Yeah.
We like going during the air and water show
Great
weekend.
Great time to go.
It's like the first weekend of September usually or last weekend. I forgot which one it is. We'll go then. My wife books the tickets. My agent, she
handles that.
Hey, get on this flight.
Yeah.
Make sure you have this much money.
What are you flying with these days?
Whoever's the cheapest, I don't care. We have the United card, but man, we have been sour on United. We got delayed one time coming back from my cousin's wedding in Atlanta, 12 hours with kids.
Oh,
it was rough. My wife was about to divorce me because of that. She was not happy. And I was like, it's not my fault. I can't. What do you want me to do here?
It's like at some point, do you just like get in a car?
No, we were thinking and we were looking for other flights, but it was $2,500 to rebook and this and that. And I was like, guess what? We'll make a day out of it. It's all right. It's fun with a 10-year-old and a 3-year-old.
But were you in the airport?
We were in the airport, but we used our United Club passes.
Okay.
So we were at least in a more comfortable setting. So we had unlimited soda, which was great for the kids.
Yeah.
And unlimited cold stale food, which was fantastic for us.
But at least there was food.
Yeah, it was fresh. It was such, and they gave us like $20 as a thank you.
That's awful.
Thank you, United.
That's awful.
We appreciate it. And I still haven't canceled my loyalty card with them because I just can't.
We are like pretty exclusively like Southwest, but now that they changed their whole process to where it's now way more expensive, you got to pay for bags and all this stuff. You can't, like, it's not the first come, first serve at check-in. All of that. I'm like,
I don't care anymore about that. We're the last ones to board anyways. I don't know about you, but we do that now with kids.
Yeah.
We let them run around. The 10-year-old, not so much. She doesn't care. She's like a little teenager. But the 3-year-old, I'll make her do up and down, runs, suicides, until she gets wiped, and then we're the last ones on.
Yeah, see, we're those parents in the moment.
You got to be the first ones.
We're just give the switch.
When's the family boarding?
Just give the switch. He's good for 3 hours. He can play Mario Party. He can play Mario Kart. He's good to go.
What is Mario Party? I haven't played that.
You ever played Mario Party?
No, what is Mario Party? Saluki, have you heard of Mario Party?
Yes.
I've heard of it.
What is it?
I haven't.
It's like they're like mini games.
So okay.
It's like you roll your dice, you move a couple spaces,
Everyone goes. There's a mini game. It's awesome.
Oh, okay,
it's
cool.
Great. We play.
It's
it
on Switch, Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have the Nintendo Switch Lite from like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think we're gonna be due for a new one because the problem with giving a 4 year old a Switch doesn't quite know how to take care of it.
No, they rough it up.
Yeah, it's that thing is in tough shape.
My bigger problem is I'm the one getting addicted to it. I don't have any video games in the house anymore.
Okay.
I have a PS3.
Okay.
And I think that's the latest one I have. Because I have a very addictive personality.
Yeah.
And I will be up till 4 in the morning playing NBA 2K25. My buddy actually works at 2K. And he's like, can I please send you a copy of this game? You love basketball. That's your favorite sport. You love it. Like, I watch hoops every night.
Yeah.
Why am I watching the Bucks take on the Hornets? I don't know. I love it. And he's like, why don't you play this? Come on. And I said, no, man, because this will unlock a door that will end up me leaving my family. I'm going to be buying player skins and upgrades and stuff. We're going to go broke. I can't do it.
You know, like half the stations in a college football dynasty together.
What is that?
So college football 26.
Okay.
We're in an online dynasty league together.
Dell.
Me, Dell, Sean, Brian. AJ wasn't it for a while. He got too busy for us. He left us.
Nice, AJ. Enjoy the young life.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, so it's all the olds at the station.
Dude. Now. Speaking of college football, best season ever.
Oh, this season's been awesome.
Phenomenal. I know people are listening. Are you guys going to talk about sports?
Yeah,
you guys
Texans played on Thursday. Like, we'll get to sports. Yeah, we'll get to the Texans.
We got 3 hours here with
you. Yeah, we got plenty of time. No, this college football season's been, it's been excellent. And there's stuff about it that annoys me this year. And more of it's like today they announced that they're extending the window for the college football playoff discussion. So the deadline was December 1st. So it was next Monday. Was the decision to go from 12 to 16 or 24, whatever they're going to do. They're pushing that back into January.
Good. Why do you hate that?
I don't want them to change the playoff. I like the playoff as it is. I like the 12 team. Jeremy and I have been having this discussion a lot. He wants to go to 24.
I want 16.
I'm good. I can handle 16. Like, I'm fine with 16. But like the back and forth between like the Big Ten and the SEC about like the auto bids and how many teams deserve to get in per conference, it's just kind of annoying me. Like, that's the only thing about college football this year that I don't like. It's like, I want to let this playoff breathe a little bit. Like, give it a chance to see like what it looks like. Even last year's format, like, I would have liked to try it for one more year before they change it like they did this year.
And last year's format was the top four must win their conference.
Yeah, they all got buys.
Yeah, and it's not like the best four teams, which... I'll go back and forth with that. I'm okay with. I like the current one. Like, give me the best four teams, get your best buys, and let's move on. That's how we do it in American sports, right? The best teams will get the buys. It doesn't matter where you play, get them. I know it's not even, so it's kind of hard to do it.
Yeah.
Here's my thing on the playoffs. Either way, we're all gonna watch it. We're gonna enjoy it. No one talking about last year's Ohio State run, which shouldn't have happened if. Yep. Sarkisian had an offensive coordinator or knew how to call plays from the one. We'll talk about Ohio State's phenomenal run. Mm-hmm. No one's talking about, Alabama should have been in. Nobody's talking about those conversations.
Yeah.
That's why I love it.
That I like. But at the same time, to counter that, I can't believe we have to have conversations about teams 13, 14, 15, and 16, and like who deserves to be the 12th seed.
Wouldn't you rather have that conversation versus teams 5, 6, 7, 8 not being in?
Yeah, I do. And I think it's better this year. And I think this year too, like you look at the way the playoffs are going to shake out, I think there are teams, like I'm biased. I'm fully admitting, like I know I'm biased.
Yeah.
But like I even have, we're cleaning out the office right now. We're downsizing a little bit, giving some space back to the building. And there was an extra Play Like a Champions Today poster sign that Todd's giving me. But like, I think Notre Dame's got a legit chance to win the national championship this year, or at least make a playoff run like they did last year. They're not in the playoffs last year because they lost to Northern Illinois if it was the old format. So, like, it has benefited Notre Dame a lot.
Everything
in two
benefits
years.
Y'all, though.
It does.
At this point, just join the conference. This is so annoying.
Okay.
They just consistently get away with this. The A&M loss, right? Like, there's no penalty on that at all, right?
They're
that
being sucks. Rewarded for it.
Yeah. Who else did they lose to?
Miami.
Yep. The U.
Yeah.
I got you, Dell. Rest in peace.
First 2 weeks of the season by a total of 4 points.
Saluki, is Dell still alive?
Yeah, he is.
He is?
Oh. He's this morning.
He was here today.
That was Dell?
You'll see him tomorrow.
Oh. I'm in tomorrow and Wednesday, yes. By the way. Oh, Granato and Raheel with Dell Show reunion.
Dude, you know, 5 years.
No, 10-year anniversary.
10 years?
It was 10 years ago we launched that show.
Speaking of, we were cleaning out the office today.
Y'all have posters.
And we found this step and repeat. and we lifted it, and it was the lineup, like the original one, where like when Lance would only do 2 hours of radio, yeah, or 2.5. So it was, you know, it's the bench from 7 to 9, the photo of you and John and Dell like looking off into the sunset,
the Step Brothers,
like Charlie, yeah, AJ and Fred,
Charlie,
Usual Suspects. Like, so we found the step repeat, and they're like, do you want to keep this? I'm like, no. I'm like, I don't think anyone's gonna want this
thing. Throw it, put it up for auction. People
for
will
what?
Buy, I don't know. Just put it up, a benefit. Saluki, what charity do you like?
Any is fine.
No, you gotta give me a charity, bro. You don't have a charity. How old are you?
Yes, 23.
And you don't have a charity that you support?
I mean, I'm still figuring life out, but yeah.
Dude, they don't teach anything in college anymore, huh?
Oh, they definitely do.
Then what's your charity of choice?
I mean, it can be any GoFundMe that just supports
No, them. That's not GoFundMe. It's not a charity. Yeah. A GoFundMe is not a charity. Although, it is fun donating to GoFundMes that belong to hot women.
Yeah? That's your go-to?
That's my go-to.
You got that.
You just whatever one you find, that's like,
attractive.
That's the one
I'm going to. Attractive GoFundMes only.
For whatever they want?
Yeah.
Just for, you know, gym memberships.
I'm happily married, by the way.
I know you are.
We're two kids. AJ, I'm giving you life advice now.
I'm trying to be married eventually soon, so I'm
eventually
chill.
Soon.
Done.
Well, not soon, but like, okay, like 5 years.
Eventually soon. Even trade. 5 years. 5 years. Okay, 5 years. 5 years.
Even trade. Yeah, AJ, do you want, all these responsibilities are yours?
I got married.
Oh, man.
I got married at 28.
So. 20. I got 27.
Yeah.
Gosh, to be young, 23, working in radio again, that's what I was doing.
It's awesome.
Don't take it for granted, Saluki.
No, it was great. That's when we first started working together, when I was like 27.
Gosh, we covered a lot. That was a good first segment.
Yeah, we did. We did.
If you've
we
never
a lot.
Heard me before, by the way, I know there's a totally different audience here now.
Oh, yeah,
and like,
yeah.
This people
is going to be very
us.
Different today than when Jeremy's
it's
here.
It's very different. I am going to be on a lot of tangents. I love tangents. So I apologize.
No apologies necessary. Yeah. It's a holiday week. You know, like we're taking it easy. Half the lineup's off this week. Lance is out the next 2 days. Raheel's filling in for him. Jeremy and I are both taking off on Wednesday. Jeremy's out tomorrow. So Michael Connor will be here with me tomorrow.
Michael Connor's in.
Connor will be with me tomorrow.
Oh, man. Love that.
We'll have the Cowboys game on Thursday. We'll have the A&M game on Friday.
Sir?
We're the home of the Aggies.
I know you are the home of the Aggies. I do a podcast on Texas.
I know you do.
No Layups with David Nuno. We did two hits this morning.
About the Aggies game?
About the Aggies game, because I guess we're the only Aggie Longhorn duo out there that is like respectful with each other. Cool. And we did some hits, and we'll talk about that game.
Does that go out the window this week, the respectful part?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
If the Longhorns win.
Yeah. That goes well.
I never text my friends who are really invested in college sports during games, and I won't mess with them until the next day, except for Dell. Dell, I'll text. I'll talk some smack. I don't care, because Dell, he's like a brother to me, right? He won't admit it, but he's like an actual brother, not like the way AJ and Dell might be brothers. But I never text Nuno during Aggie's demise. And South Carolina won. I was very close to sending something, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. But I will send something. If the Longhorns win, there's going to be a little smack.
Well, that's good. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, it's college sports. It's fun.
Yeah, Dell and I were very cordial to each other, I would say, during the Miami-Notre Dame game.
Well, because y'all were playing college football together.
That's true.
Online.
That's true. All right, that's Raheel Ramzanali. I'm Joe George. It's Jeremy and Joe here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll get to some Texans. We'll talk some Rockets. Kevin Durant's going to be out the next two games as he deals with a family matter. We'll talk about their season, where it's at now, where it's going forward. You guys, of course, you're welcome into the show at 713-780-3776 right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, Joe George, Raheel Ramzanali here with you today until 6 o'clock. Jeremy out with the Cougs. I think in Las Vegas.
Yeah, for right the now. Players' ball invite.
Yes.
Which, no, do you know what it's legit called?
Is that what it's called?
No, it's called the Players... I was looking it up earlier. I was going to bring this up with you.
Oh, the Players Era Festival.
Players Era Festival. Did you know... Like, be honest. Did you know that was a thing?
I remember it. I knew it last year, but I didn't realize they were doing it again.
I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, the only thing I knew about it is just because I work with Jeremy. Like, I know like there's NIL money attached to it, which I think is cool. Like, that's one thing I hope... Speaking of college football, I think it's the only way to save the bowl system at this point. Like before they expand the playoffs, if they don't expand, the only way to save bowl games is to start attaching like the Pop-Tart Bowl, and if you win, you get X amount of money.
Yeah.
Like it's the only way to get players to play in the bowl games at this point.
But the problem is a lot of these bowl games might not have the budget for it.
Yeah.
Right? Like I was going to say, in the playoffs, they do that. In the NBA, mm-hmm. in the NFL, MLB, with every round you win, every advancement pretty much, you get some kind of player bonus.
Yeah.
Those smaller bowl games, though, man, they're not making money. Right?
Well, there's like there's no one there.
There's no one there. There's yeah. no excitement for it. It's just one of those old college football traditions. Unfortunately, you just have to live with that. There's not going to be much excitement around it anymore.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's okay.
I think. But if they go to 2014 playoff, like the bowl games just go away, I think, for the most part. Like, I think the Pop-Tart Bowl becomes an opening round matchup in the bowl game, mm-hmm. like in the playoffs next year, which if they go that route, it's just – it's the bowl game's always been – it used to be fun, but now it's just not anything that – has any appeal. I mean, I think it was, what was it, Marshall last year who couldn't field the team and had to back out of their bowl game because yeah. so many of their players went to the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's just, it's lost everything.
There was a time it was a lot of fun, and I thought it would be more fun now with betting being legal, or, you know, quote mm-hmm. unquote legal yeah. everywhere because of the gambling aspect. Like, I remember when I was in my 20s working in sports radio, we used to watch every single bowl game. Every single, like, if bowl season started November 30th, mm-hmm. we're watching pretty much every game and we're putting some money on it. There's some excitement. Even if it's a MAC school taking on, give me a conference, Sun Belt, yeah. right? Like, I don't even know those conferences exist anymore, I'll be honest. But there was some excitement for it. Now it's, I don't know, are we older?
I think it's because the players, like, don't play. Like it just takes away from it. Mm. And now with the college football playoffs, like, you know, it's, you know, on the 19th and the 20th, and we'll have one game on the 19th, three games on the 20th.
Yeah.
And then on the 31st and the 1st, we'll have one game on New Year's Eve, three games on New Year's Day. And I think it's just like that to me is like also just taken away from it. Like the New Year's Six Bowls, like they're mostly part of the playoff now. Like they just kind of mm-hmm. all takes away from it. Like the best teams are there, and like the teams that are left over, even the fans are just like, well, yeah, it's great we're playing in this bowl game, but we all wish we were playing, you know, yeah. in the bowl game, in the playoffs. Like UT, like if they don't make the playoffs this year, which they could.
Nah, they won't. They won't. It's just too much has to happen. But go on with yeah. your point.
But
go
like if they end up 13th in the country,
yeah.
and they don't make the playoffs, like who's excited for a bowl game when like you're a game out of the playoffs?
I'm going to watch it. Yeah. Longhorn fans will watch it, but I think we all know what it is. There's nothing at stake. And mm-hmm. if players pull out, let them pull out. Who cares?
Yep.
You, guess what? All of this could have been avoided if you didn't lose to Florida.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
You don't lose to Florida and you win on Friday, you're in. You're in the playoffs, 10 mm-hmm. and 2. You're good. Multiple top 10 wins, you're in. And you probably have a good seed as well. You're probably hosting mm-hmm. a first round game, even potentially, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like that's just what it is, unfortunately. No other sport does this in American sports.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing.
When the Colts are left out of the playoffs because the Texans jump them, there's not going to be a bowl game between the Colts and the Bears, who actually are going to start playing some people now.
Yeah.
And you guys are going to drop a little bit. I know y'all are feeling good. I know y'all are
feeling
really
good.
I brought some Bears ammo today.
Why?
I don't know. I like the Bears.
Y'all are fun. Why not?
Yeah, they're cool. I like the Bears. Whatever.
No,
whatever.
The only thing we have close to is like the NIT, like basketball. And like nobody cares.
No, but the teams, even NIT now, teams are like, nah, we're good. We don't want to play in it.
Yes.
We're good. You know what? It costs our school a lot of money. Things are more expensive. We don't want to travel. We don't want to do this. Then it's fine. You could have controlled all of this mm-hmm. if you had just won more games.
Yep.
And you didn't. Guess what? You go home.
The one thing I've talked about with the bowl game before that I would love to see them change, like if you want to make people care again, this is how you save the bowl system. You don't make them postseason games.
Mm.
Week zero. So
that's your opening round game.
That's your opening round game. So you say, okay, you finished fifth in the SEC, Texas. You're going to play Penn State. And that's going to be your opening week zero matchup. We're going to force these teams to play. You're going to play in the Pop-Tart Bowl.
But does it have
zero?
But does it have any bearing on the upcoming season? Then?
I think it should. Yeah, I think you just force it. Add an extra game. Like get rid of Samford off A&M's schedule and make them play a bowl game in week zero. Like force competition onto their schedule.
Because right now the talk is let's have less competition.
Which sucks.
Yeah. Because it's easier to play the Samfords, although Texas A&M did play Notre Dame. They scheduled a hard game, right? Like, what was Indiana's hardest game?
Nothing.
Preseason. They played nobody. Nobody, right? And look where they are.
Yeah.
They still have to win a lot of Big Ten games, and you're still in control, right? You still have to do that. I get that. But the talk is, even Oregon's saying, like, hey, why should we schedule hard games? And that goes back to the old BCS era, mm-hmm. where it was, all right, just be 12-0, and guess what? You might get in. You might be a top team. But I think there is value in playing harder teams, and it goes in cycles, because even in the BCS era, teams started getting rewarded mm-hmm. for playing those hard games, because that big win did matter.
Yeah.
And then in a few years ago, Texas scheduled a bunch of hard games. Alabama, Ohio State, Notre Dame is scheduled. Mm-hmm. Michigan is scheduled, because there was value in it. But now, are we going back in a slump where it's like, there is no value?
Well, because what did it benefit Miami to play Notre Dame? They beat them head-to-head, mm-hmm. and they can't get into the college football playoff. Like, that's why I'm to your Notre Dame point you made earlier about, like, joining a conference. Unfortunately, I think they're going to have to at some point, because... So I pulled up their 2029 schedule, because this is one of the years they play Texas. They play in Austin. It's the third game of the season, but week one, they play Alabama. Ooh. They play Alabama week one. They play South Florida week two. They'll play Texas week three. They'll play Clemson that year. They'll play Florida State that year, who, you know, Florida State could be good. Florida State could be bad. But, like, some of these schools, like, they're going to stop scheduling those games versus not just Notre Dame, but versus each other. Like, what's the point? What's the point of Texas playing Michigan?
Especially with the ninth SEC game being added now to the schedule for the SEC teams, there is no benefit, right? If you go 9-0 in the SEC, and let's say you have one loss out of conference to a bad school, mm-hmm. you're still probably going to get in.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather, let's say you risk it and you get Appalachian State, right? You get Appalachian stated. Mm-hmm. You're still probably going to make the playoffs.
Yes.
Right? I think. I don't know.
I think for the most part.
11-1 and your one bad loss is, let's say, the Salukis. Right? Do they even have a D1 program?
No, they're
below. D2. Yeah, I was going to say. Whoever it is.
They're right? FBS or whatever it is now.
The benefits are still.
Yes.
Outweigh the consequences of losing to a really bad team.
Yeah. And that's where, like, the benefit of expanding the college football playoff, like, can.
Yeah.
You can schedule tougher. If you go to 24 teams and you say, okay, the top four SEC teams mm-hmm. are going to make the playoffs, or the top five SEC teams are going to make the playoffs no matter what, then you can schedule whoever you want week one and two, because as long as you win all your SEC games, you're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You can start the season 0-2 and you're totally fine. So, like, that's where, like, I've been very against the 24 team, but as this season has started to play out, and Jeremy and I probably started talking about that 3 weeks ago, I haven't told him this yet. I'm probably waiting until... I guess next week when he comes back, but I'm starting to come around a little bit to the expanded playoffs and going up. I want to go to 16 first, but
it's going to get to eventually.
If it's only going to last 2 years, you might as well just go to 24 now.
And it has nothing to do with the competitive advantages of the Big Ten and the SEC. It has to do with one thing. Mm-hmm. That's money.
Yes. It's all money.
What's going to generate more money, 16 games or 24 games? When you go get a new TV deal mm-hmm. and you can say, we have 12 high-level games for you mm-hmm. in this package, Amazon Prime. You want some of this action? Or whoever, Netflix, want some of this?
That's what's going to change.
It's all the money.
ESPN's not going to have all the rights to these.
No.
It's going to look like the NFL playoffs.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's going to be a package of games for maybe ESPN will get the final, you know, four games. They'll get the final four in the championship game. But, like, Fox is going to be in the mix. CBS is going to be in the mix. Like, they're going to expand and expand and expand.
You got to shop it.
As they should. Like, just make more money. Maybe that means you don't have to get some, you know, Saudi investment if you're the Big Ten. Like, they're trying to do.
Oh, I need that to
happen. I don't quite understand
college
why they're
still
trying to do it.
Playoffs brought to you by Qatar?
I mean, go for it.
What?
I mean, everything else in sports is right.
Everything is sponsored by the Saudis.
Everything.
By Riyadh Season Now. WWE is sponsored by them. The UFC. And full disclosure, I work for a UFC Fight Pass, mm-hmm. so I am very pro. No, I'm joking. I don't get paid from the Saudis.
Like, they just bought EA Sports.
Yeah.
So, like, they're kind of just like have their hands in everything.
Yeah. Sports washing.
Right now. Yeah.
Sports washing. I love it.
So
do it. Well, hey, I'm joking. That's very sarcastic. I'm not pro sports watching because it's terrible. But yeah, everyone's doing it. But why not? College football playoffs brought to you by the, you know, Riyadh season now, whatever they call it, or Qatari here now. Yeah.
Brought to you by Live Golf.
Yeah, Live Golf.
Which I don't think anyone watches.
By the way, hour two, Amazon Prime. We're going to be on Amazon Prime. Just signed a deal.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be on Amazon Prime, guys.
Nice.
Yeah. Hour three, Netflix.
Nice.
Get all your subscriptions in.
Can't wait.
All
300 subscriptions you need to watch sports right now.
Save my networks, baby.
It's a lot of I kind of wish we could go backwards with the cable stuff. Just put everything back on cable.
You know how I had a meltdown when the YouTube stuff happened.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
I went to y'all's website, by the way.
Oh, you did? Nice.
Yeah. Didn't work.
I mean, it just took a couple weeks.
It took a couple weeks. I was so mad. Well, like, it got there canceled everything. It just out of pure morals and ethics. I said, enough of this. I'm done with all of y'all.
I don't blame you. Like, that's why I still have cable. Like, I still have traditional cable, like, for that reason. Because I know that doesn't really happen anymore. It does occasionally. I think Fox, it happened two years ago.
CBS had one.
There was a Texans game that almost didn't air because of it. So, like, it does occasionally happen. But whenever that stuff happens, it's a tough look.
Could I just lay out at 4:15? We have Eric Garcia. Speaking of the UFC, I do play by play. I'm a lead play by play guy for the UFC Fight Pass digital stream on UFC Fight Pass, of course, and for Fury Fighting Championship. So the president, based out of here in Houston, Eric Garcia is going to join us to talk about what's been happening, the resurgence in MMA here in Houston. Josh Van is a Houston fighter. He came up through Fury FC. He is fighting Alex Pantoja on December 6th for the 125 title. A Houstonian is fighting for the title. I called all his fights. So we'll talk about that. I know we want to talk about the Longhorns Aggies.
Yep.
We want to talk about the Rockets.
Yep.
I've got a bone to pick with the media here about the Houston Texans.
Yes, you do.
Just being a fan. And I want to talk to people. I like phone calls.
We'll take Christian's call on the other side. We'll take a break. We'll talk some Rockets with Christian. We'll get to some Rockets conversation ourselves as well. I know, because again, Raheel watches the worst basketball on the planet, which is because he just watches all the NBA games. So we'll talk about all the Rockets stuff next year on Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jeremy and Joe here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joe George and Raheel Ramzanali here with you today as Jeremy is out in Las Vegas. He will return on Monday next week. We'll have Michael Connor hanging out with me tomorrow, and then I'm also going to be on vacation on Wednesday. So no afternoon show on Wednesday this week, just from 7 to noon on Wednesday this week, and then we'll be Thanksgiving time, which we'll talk about Thanksgiving. The best and worst people to sit next to at Thanksgiving. Because there's always
spicy.
Yeah. But let's talk some Rockets. Let's go out to the HRMP. Let's talk to Christian. Christian, what's up, man? How you doing?
And Joe George.
What's up, Christian? How are y'all? Good, man. How are you?
Nothing much. Nothing much, you guys. First off, I hope those at the station are doing well after what happened yesterday. I know that it's too crazy to talk about, so I'm not even going to detail it. Just tell Grizzly Hood News about it. But still, though, I got a couple of things to talk about. First of all, with the Rockets season getting better than expected as of right now, even with KD steering the ship, could we see more or less improvements by the time January rolls around? And, Raheel, I know we have talked before. I know that you and I have talked to each other on my podcast about fight sports. I know we're all big fight sports fans, but I know that you know Josh Van really, really damn well. He's a Fury FC legend fighting for the UFC flyweight title next weekend. So I just got to ask you, since you're the Fury FC commentator on the Fight Pass, if he upsets Pantoja, will Josh Van be the best fighter to come out of H-Town after December 7th?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Christian. I appreciate that. Yes, he will be the best fighter to ever come out. You have Derek Lewis. He fought for a belt, unfortunately fell short. Had just one of the best, like, two-year stretches in the UFC. Was one of the most popular guys. You have guys like Alex Morono, who does color commentary with me. You might not know the name if you're a casual sports fan or even a casual fight fan, honestly. He's fought 23 times in the UFC.
Jeez.
23 times, this guy. He's Houstonian, right? So There's a lot of great names on there. Daniel Pitt, Pineda, bunch of names, right? But yeah, Josh Van would be the best fighter out of Houston. No matter, there's a case to be made even right now with the rise that he's at, 8-1 in the UFC, even competing for the title in two years. There's a case to be made. He's the best fighter right now. No disrespect to my man, Derek Lewis.
Yeah, now Derek Lewis will always be number one in my heart because he's one of my favorite people I've ever talked to.
Yeah.
It was an elite interview whenever he would come on. Like,
great guy.
One of the funniest. He's obviously one of the funniest guys ever in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he dropped his drawers after a fight, like very funny guy. But if Josh Van wins a title, it just kind of, it puts you in a different conversation.
Yeah.
Like if you're a title holder, whether it's for one fight or 100 fights, it's like, and you're the only one that has it out of a city, you're the number one guy.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Eric Garcia, the president of Fury FC, is going to join us at 4:15. We'll talk a little bit more about that, but it's been awesome to see calling all of his fights. Before he was Josh Van, he had a different name. Like, he didn't go by Van. He went by Josh Thong. That was his original name. So, like, I go back and share my notes with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, check out these notes I had on him. And on there it says, he is going to be a stud in the UFC. Like, we could just see it right away. You can tell with some people, they're different. And he was different.
Yeah.
And that's why I was kind of surprised that Christian was like, the Rocket season has gone better than expected.
I think in a way.
I was like, as we're watching, I was like, the first game, I know it wasn't the best outcome. I'm like, ooh, this is going to be a good team. This could be a really good team.
I think it's going to, and a little bit because without Fred VanVleet. I feel like it's gone a little bit better than expected. Okay. Like some of the struggles that we saw in that first game, like they solved it pretty quickly. I mean, I like how they changed Reed Shepard's role really fast. Like they made him more off ball. Like let him just play like it really as like the other shooter on the team. We saw the game this weekend. Like he's basically the only reason why the Rockets were competitive against the Nuggets this weekend. He's been shooting the ball lights out. I was very anti Reed Shepard at the start of the season, but like I'm all in now. Of what he can do. Like he has effort on defense. He's not great on it, but he tries. And like
tries.
And like in the NBA, it matters. Like in the regular, because like that doesn't happen everywhere. Like you see guys who can score at will, like a LaMelo Ball, but plays no defense. And like just, and probably could, but doesn't try to. So like I think the Rockets season at this point has gone as expected. Like they're 10-4. The only like knock on them is you've lost to the Nuggets and the Thunder. And the Spurs.
Spurs, yeah.
Like, you've lost
to the top teams.
Yeah, but like you beat the Cavs.
Yeah.
And that's the top team in the East. You beat the Magic. They're going to end up being a good team by the end of the season. You beat the Bucks, who is a playoff team in the East. So, like, you've done your job against the Eastern Conference playoff teams. The Western Conference teams hasn't been great so far, but, like, there's nothing to complain about. They've played great basketball.
Nothing. And they're going to be in the top four when it's all said and done, potentially top two. Thunder are just, they're playing at a historic clip, obviously, 17-1. No signs of slowing down.
Well, they're missing one of their best guys.
Yeah.
It's like they're missing Jalen Williams. Like, once he comes back, they're going to be even better. And the worst thing about the Thunder right now is what's happening in the NBA that I don't think a lot of people even realize that it's happening is you've got another elite prospect, a couple elite prospects in college basketball right now. The kid from BYU, who's a lot of people are projecting to go number one overall. And there are the Thunder sitting there with the Clippers' unprotected lottery pick.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, the best team in the NBA by like a million miles might win the lottery.
Don't they have two picks coming up?
I think they do. I think they have another team's lottery pick.
They have two top picks coming up, potentially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Clippers are 5-12.
They have the Utah pick.
Yeah.
So right now, as if without the hitting sim lottery, they have the 8th and 9th best odds to win the lottery. So like they could win. They could have the 1st and 2nd pick in the draft.
Potentially. That would be unbelievable. Or even if you have picks 6 and 7, you can parlay that into a top 3.
Yes.
If you want.
Or that's Giannis, if you want it to be.
Yeah.
Like, you can go get whoever you want that draft capital. Like, so they're only going to get better. Like, now, I think the Rockets can beat them still, though. Like, I think you might need Fred to come back to. And it's not impossible. I mean, I don't think he's playing this year.
6 months is usually the return. I would say 8 months is like back to prime.
Yeah. So like, I doubt we're going to see Fred this
year.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to see him.
Now, I mean, we're in podcast launch season for Fred VanVleet. He's launching a podcast.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He has that much time.
Yeah, he's got time on his hands.
Yeah,
but it's been
rehabbing.
We've seen him at some games. Like that to me is where, like, can the Rockets get much better this year? Yeah, they could go get a point guard. Like, they could go get someone to, like, really help with bringing the ball up the court, you know, setting up the offense instead of having to be Alpi and a man. I just don't know who it is at this point. And like,
where's the podcast launching?
He hasn't said yet.
Oh, I thought it was with y'all.
No, I wish.
Oh, I was like, that's dope.
That'd be sick.
Saluki and Fred.
That'd be great. No, the only Rockets podcast here is Rocket Power, hosted by me and Sean Mapes.
Yeah, which I love.
Do you get the Rocket Power name?
Huh?
Do you get the name reference?
Rocket Power?
Yeah, Rocket Power.
No.
Okay.
Why? What is it? Explain.
It's a cartoon show.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
Rocket Power.
How old are you?
40.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a man.
That's just a little outside your age.
Do you get that reference, Saluki?
No, he's too
I'm
young.
40. I'm a man. You don't know that?
You don't...
No, I don't know.
You don't know the... Wait, no. I'm a man, I'm 40.
I'm a man, I'm 40.
Mike Gundy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the Rocket Power reference. Yeah, well, we're kind of like... We got, what, you said 23? 23, 33, 40?
Yeah, we got good range.
We got good range. Age gap here. Normally, I'm the youngest person on my show between Jeremy and Brian.
Has Jeremy set his age on air? Is he open with it? No, I don't know. Like, I don't want to put anybody.
And he's older than me.
Is he younger than me, or about the same age?
I think he's about the same.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, I don't. Has he ever said it on air?
I don't think so.
Okay, my bad, Jeremy.
But you know, he knows he's old.
I don't want to put his business out there.
Yeah, you know, it's go Cougs. That's all that matters.
Go Cougs. At the Players Ball tonight. Players Invitational only.
Let's talk some Texans. So obviously they didn't play this weekend, but we saw some big matchups in the NFL over the weekend that, you know, kind of changed maybe the perspective of what the Texans need to make the playoffs this year. Is it best to be, you know, are you rooting for the wild card? Are you rooting for the playoffs? Like, what's the best path to the playoffs for the Houston Texans? We'll get to that next year on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. ESPN 97.5, 92.5, Joe George and Raheel Ramzanali here with you. We just had a question on the Twitch about the Christmas party this year. December 22nd, Monday, December 22nd, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to do a little different this year. We're going to condense it. We're going to make more games, more giveaways. So we're going to go John Lansendell from 7 to 10, then me, Jeremy, Sean, Brian, some combination from 10 to 1. So nice. Instead of having the gap in the shows like we normally do, and then it's coming back 3 to 6, we're just going to do 7 to 1, big-time party, Nick's Place, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. It's going to be a good time. Eggnog, chugging. Donut eating contest.
Oh, man. December 22nd.
December 22nd. Monday, December 22nd. Is gonna
oh,
be the
man.
Date
that's going to be so good.
So, yeah, well, Christmas
I'll be there.
Christmas falling on a Thursday makes it kind of weird.
Why? Then why not do the party?
Well, I was like, do you want to do Monday or Tuesday? We locked in Monday.
Oh. Yeah. Should have done Tuesday. It's usually like, isn't it usually Christmas Eve? Or we used to do that. It just always depends.
It just depends.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like if it's usually we want to do the Friday before, but. Like that one, no one's going to be off for.
Everyone's still
be working. We figure most people will be off work or can't get off work
on
that Monday. So we'll do the 22nd.
Love it.
Plus, when I tried to change it, John had already booked his flights back to LA. So
hey,
I was kind of
not booking
in.
It.
I was like,
hey.
He's like, I'm already set. I was like, you're right. My bad, John. Not going
to book your.
Not
get out of here.
Fancy LA John.
I know. I can't wait to work with him tomorrow.
And he's going to be here in person.
He is in person.
Yes,
I'm getting Granato in real life,
yes.
Not the AI avatar.
Yes.
No, all right.
No more AI on the station. 3955 says, go get Kyrie Irving for the Rockets. What do you think?
I'm good. I know Kyrie has like two really good seasons left. It's going to cost a lot to get him, unfortunately. I'm good. The only player I'm open to getting, if you can, and this won't solve your guard needs, it's not going to happen either. Giannis is the only player where you can convince me to let go of Şengün.
I also...
Because you're going to have to give up a man or Şengün.
Yes.
There's no other bait out there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't think Tari Eason is going to get you one of those guys.
He can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
He just can't stay
Jabari,
healthy.
Jabari, I don't think is going to get you those guys either.
No. Like you could probably combo a couple of them, I would say. And plus you have those draft picks. Like you have the two 2027 draft picks coming from Brooklyn and Phoenix, which look like very valuable assets. Like that's like the Thunder are in today is a position the Rockets will likely find themselves in, I think, in 2027, where they have two lottery picks while also being one of the best teams in the NBA.
But that's your post KD plan.
Yes.
You don't want to mess with your post KD plan.
Exactly.
Because then you're left in the same position that you are with the Suns, the Nets. You don't want to be left in that purgatory of what are we going to do from here?
Yes. Because like
what happens?
Like it's probably like what, like a 3-year window of like peak of like this level of KD, where like he's still one of the best shooters in the NBA.
Yeah.
So like you use those draft picks, or and you could move him for a superstar, but you'd have to get Giannis level player.
Yeah, you need something
to go get it.
You need something to take you after those 3 years. You just don't want to be left in the cold and figuring out, and then hopefully the next free agent comes to you, or the next unhappy NBA player is like, I want to go to Houston.
Yeah,
that's where I want to be. You can't wait for that. You gotta be smarter this time around.
Yeah, you gotta like be more like the Warriors tried. Like it didn't go well for them because like they had their lottery picks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wiseman, Kuminga. Like it didn't result in like them having like their future core roster. But like they tried to build for the future. They missed on their draft picks. Like they just were in bad lottery years. Where like Wiseman was like the shoo-in for 1-1 or whatever when they had it, and he's on his like fifth NBA team. Mm-hmm. I think at this point. So there's some luck involved with it, but like, I wouldn't trade those picks unless you're getting a long-term, you know, Giannis-type piece, like if for some reason Jason Tatum were to become available, something like that. And the other hard part about trading for Kyrie is all this apron stuff. It's overly complicated, but you have to match salaries. And I don't know if Rafael Stone and the Rockets are cold-blooded enough to trade Fred VanVleet right now. And like that's the only way to like get Kyrie is to like trade Fred.
But no team is going to take Fred, unfortunately.
Yeah, but like
you can't risk that if you're a team and go, yeah, look, there's a really good chance he's going to be fine because ACL surgeries, especially in the NBA now, with the type of rehab that they get, the PT, all the training, all the science now, it's not as damning of a surgery as before,
mm-hmm.
and you will hopefully get a pretty much same version of the guy. But you can't risk that.
No,
You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what complications might rise up. You don't know what other injuries could rise up from that. You just don't know. You wouldn't risk that if you're another team, unfortunately.
Yeah. And that's where like the Rockets are at too. Mm-hmm. Like Kyrie's coming off an ACL. Like I don't know, he's Kyrie Irving.
He's still Kyrie. Yeah.
He's happy for a little bit, but like Kevin Durant's pretty happy right now. Do you want to risk bringing Kyrie here and ruining the entire vibe of this team, and then all of a sudden Kevin Durant's saying, "Yeah, I'm not actually going to finish my career in Houston." Because you traded for Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie brings better vibes. He will sage the whole Toyota Center.
He will.
He will sage it. I love that.
I mean, he's been great in Dallas.
Yeah. He's been.
I mean, now they're.
Dallas hasn't been great, unfortunately.
A disaster, but deservedly so.
Yeah. You said we were going to talk some Texans.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We didn't pay off. Next segment, we'll pay off on the
tease. It's 356.
That's what we do here.
We'll do it in the next one. We're just having fun.
We've got 2 more hours.
It's a holiday week. We've got 2 more hours. We got Eric Garcia joining us here at 4:15. We got a lot to talk about. And the Rockets, frankly, like. The Texans are good again. Like they're above 500. They're in playoff position. But I think this team that people still care about the most right now, generally, is the Rockets. Like I think they're still the team because that's the one that's everyone still believes they can win a championship this year. The Texans, we'll talk about it in the next segment, but like making the playoffs this year is hopes and dreams and all these teams losing and
no, it's still possible.
It's still possible.
It's not hopes and dreams.
It's possible, but it's much harder than like we're like the Rockets are going to be a top three seed in the West. Like they're a legit contender for even if they're not a top three seed. Like
they're a contender. They're a contender for a title. Yeah. Once you get in the playoffs, they are legit.
Absolutely. So like, that's why I think people still.
You don't think this defense is? They're not championship caliber because the offense isn't there. I'm not even going to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, well.
I'm a homer, but I'm not that big of a homer. But this defense can surprise a lot of people.
They can.
So let's talk about that.
Well, let's talk about the next because their next 2 games are against teams that played over the weekend. And I think if you watch the Colts and Chiefs game, you probably can see that the Texans can beat both of those teams. We'll discuss that next year. It's Raheel and Joe here on Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.